Okay, we are on the air. Welcome back, everyone. So I sent out emails to many of the Talmidim, and I received around 30 different requests, different topics to talk about. So I'm not going to do all 30 tonight, but what I did decide to do was do a quick run through Chelik Aleph of Mishnah Berurah 1 week, Chelik Bey is the second week, Chelik Gimel the third week, and Chelik Dalid the fourth week. Chelik Hey and Vav we've done already, pretty much. So, and then we'll do in Yoni Kashrus 1 week, in Yoni Kippur Avein 1 week, to get a taste of a lot of different things. And then we'll come back and pick certain topics that we want to do really well. Okay, and then there's also a request to do Kavana for Tefillah and in Yoni Bitachon. Many people sent in. So we're going to try and incorporate that as well. So we have a lot to do tonight. I mentioned we're going to get to do it. Hello, Zevi and Yoni and Josh. All right. So, Aaron and Abba, here we go. So like this. So first, a quick, someone sent in a few shilas. We'll go over them and then we'll get to work. One, someone asked if you cooked cookies or challah or cake in a fleischig oven. Can you have that with your coffee? Can you have it with butter? So as long as there was no real meat in there at the time, the little garbage that falls on the bottom, it doesn't count. As long as there's no real meat at the time, you can use the cookies and cakes and challah with butter with your coffee, even though it was cooked in a fleischig oven. Another question that was asked was, do you need to say Asher Yatzar? Hello, Zevi. Do you need to say Asher Yatzar immediately after you go to the bathroom? And the answer is you should, but it's not ma'akev. So after you go to the bathroom, you have up until the need to go to the bathroom the next time to make that Asher Yatzar. However, it's a good idea to make it immediately because otherwise you may forget and you may feel the urge sooner than you thought. And therefore, you should say Asher Yatzar immediately, but it's not ma'akev. You can do it even a little bit later. And the other question I asked, Shnai Mikra. Right, there's a mitzvah to do Shnai Mikra Vechatargum, which is a great idea to start now. You could do for Bereishis, or you could just start now for Nayach. So what does Shnai Mikra mean? It means two times the Pasuk and one time a Targum. The Targum could be Unkelus or Rashi. Someone asked me, can you do one Pasuk Unkelus and another Pasuk Rashi? Can you switch off? So it's a great Shaila. I looked into it, I asked someone, and you can. Meaning, so if for some reason this Rashi is too long or way very interesting or way very boring, whatever it is, and you decide, you know what, I'm skipping this Rashi, that's fine, do Targum. And if you see there's such a juicy Rashi, you say, you know what, I don't want to do Targum, I want to do the Rashi, that's fine. Every Pasuk has to have one Targum, one Rashi. As far as using English, to use a regular English translation may not count because the state of Targum is that it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, it incorporates Torah Shabbat Peh. And therefore, regular English doesn't do that. However, perhaps someone has said that the Art Scroll English, which is based on Gemara's, which is based on Onklat, someone has said that the English of an Art Scroll could count. So if the only way you're going to do Shnai Mikra is two times Pasuk, one time English, then it's okay. But if you if you're better to do Unkelus, better to do Rashi. But if not, the English of Art School would be okay. Okay, those are just some shilas that that I got this week. Now I'm gonna get to work, Benji. Josh, I'm gonna get to your question soon. Okay, so now here's what I'm gonna do. As I said, we want to do different, very relevant halachas that come out of Mishnah Berurah Chelik Aleph this week, okay? So if you take a look at Mishnah Berurah Chelik Aleph, there are 127 simanim in it, and it's divided really into six categories. The first category is waking up in the morning, Asher Yatzar. Second category is tzitzis. Third category is tefillin. Fourth category are Berachas HaShachar and Berachas HaTorah. Fifth category is Kriya Shema, and the sixth is Tefillah, Shemona Esrei. So when it runs through certain halachos, maybe everyone here knows, maybe not, what I'm going to call the most relevant and applicable halachas, and then in 2 months, we'll come back and decide which ones we should go through more thoroughly. Okay, so now, you wake up in the morning, or if you wake up in the middle of the night, you need to wash your hands if you're going to touch food or any crevice of your body, any opening, like your eyes, your nose, your ears, or other openings in your body. You need to wash your hands. It does not have to be done with a cup. Recommended to do it with a cup, but it has to be alternating left hand, right hand, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, three or four times in order for you to touch any crevice or in order for you to touch food. So if you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, want to go to the bathroom, wash your hands. If the baby's crying, wash your hands. Now, if all you're going to do is hand the bottle to the baby, so then since you're not touching the food itself or the baby's mouth or ears or nose or eyes, so then you could theoretically do that without washing your hands. But remember, on your hands is tumah and ruach ra and bad spooky stuff. So you would want to wash your hands before you touch anything real. That is any time you wake up in the middle of the night. Now, if you have a nap in the middle of the day, you need to wash your hands in order to make brachas, but not in order to touch crevices. Not in order to touch crevices. Thank you very much, Abba. Not in order to touch crevices or to touch food. But if you want to make brachas and you have a nap in the middle of the day, you also need to wash your hands. Now, before davening, you should wash your hands with a cup, with a kli, and you say Amti Zadayim one time in the morning. That's it. So if you can do it right away, you can wait till shul, different minhagim in that. But if you sleep more than a half hour, that's called a nap, then you need to wash your hands during the day or at night. And one time in the morning, you need to make the bracha Amti Zadayim. Then you go to the bathroom. Now, you should not put on your tzitzis until you go to the bathroom in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, you need to go to the bathroom. And someone put it, you're not a person yet. A person needs to wear tzitzis, you're not a person yet. Wake up, go wash your hands, go to the bathroom. Now you're a person, now you go ahead and put on your tzitzis, okay? So therefore, there's no rush that the first thing in the morning has to be put your tzitzis on. The first thing in the morning is, wash your hand, go to the bathroom, and then you can go ahead and put on your tzitzis. Now, there is a halacha, is it tznias? Tznias does not only apply to women in the streets or other places. Tznias is for men and women. You should not be parading around your house in your birthday suit. The bathroom is one place where you can be undressed. Your bedroom also, perhaps. But when you're getting dressed, it should be done in the most tznias fashion. Now, Shulchan Aruch goes through many details we won't go through, but the theme is Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is really everywhere, and therefore, you need to be tzniasdik for Him as well. And therefore, when you get dressed in the morning, do it as quick as possible. The best place to do it is in the bathroom or the bedroom, and not in the kitchen or the dining room, unless that is your whole apartment. It's a one-room, bedroom, kitchen, dining room, fine. But otherwise, do it sneezing. In the bathroom, you should not talk. It's not a place to have business meetings or conventions. You go in the bathroom and you leave the bathroom. No talking there. When you get dressed, you're supposed to get dressed the right side before the left side, meaning the right sock, then the left sock, the right shoe, then the left shoe, the right hand and the left hand. And when you take it off, you do the inverse. You take off your left, then you take off your right, all these things. Okay, that is a quick wrap in the morning. One last thing as far as the morning goes, when you make the Asher Yatzar, it's a good idea to right after Asher Yatzar to say Elokai Neshama. Because Elokai Neshama doesn't start with a bracha. It's a shayla and the Rishayim knew what to do. The ideal is Amti Sadayim, Asher Yatzar, and immediately Elokai Neshama. Even though the article Siddur does not do that, I don't know why, but it is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch even to do such a thing. And therefore, I recommend that. Okay, moving on to Hilchas Tzitzis.
Should we be saying the bracha of Asher Yatzar even if we're not completely dressed, or should we dress ourselves putting on our tzitzit and make the bracha for tzitzis, and then say Asher Yatzar?
What I recommend is that you wash your hands, go to the bathroom, then get dressed, say tzitzis, and then once you're fully dressed, say Anati Yisadayim, Asher Yatzar, Elokai Neshama. All together when you're dressed. There's reasons for that. I'll go into another time. If you want to do it the other way, that's also fine. Meaning, if you, after the bathroom, you come out, you want to Asher Yatzar, that's fine. But say Asher Yatzar and then say Elokai Neshama. Reishis Chachma, you can say whenever you want. I say Reishis Chachma right after Avatei Sadaim. But, so again, you can play with, there's room to play with. The only thing that's most important is to say Asher Yatzar and El Kain Shama together. Where you place it, you can play around with that. Now, moving on to Hilchas Tzitzis. For now, these halachas are for men only. And sorry, all women that are listening. Hilchas Tzitzis, we do put on tzitzis. The earliest time to put on tzitzis is Misha Yakir, which is when the light, you can start recognizing your friend. If you look in the on the calendar, it's around an hour before sunrise. That's the earliest time to put on tzitzis with a bracha. If there are other reasons why you want to put it on earlier, put it on, but don't make your bracha until that time. And then when you reach that time, shake it around a little bit and make the bracha. You can do tzitzis, have tzitzis from linen, from cotton or from wool. Doesn't matter. Some prefer wool, but cotton's also fine. You want a nice shear. Machlok is how big it is. The ideal is an amma in front of you and amma behind you. That's large. You can do a little bit less than that, but that is the ideal shear. Now, Bachrim make brachas on it when they put it on. People that are married or Sardi do not need to make a bracha on them when they put it on. It's enough to make the bracha on Taz Gadol and have the tzitzis in mind. If you switch your beged, if you switch from this pair to another pair and another pair, every time you put on a new pair would require a new bracha. Now, as far as sleeping in them, you are allowed to sleep in them according to some people. According to other people, it's not recommended to sleep in them. So you can do whichever one you want because you have someone applauding you and someone booing you. So I personally do not sleep in tzitzis because they're not comfortable and there's a sheet that holds that you shouldn't. So that's who I hold like. But the idea is you definitely could if you want to. But if you do sleep in the tzitzis, you cannot make a bracha on that pair of tzitzis. Now, if you take a nap and you want to take your tzitzis off, when you put them back on, do not make a bracha if you slept under, it's a big shiloh, but under 3 hours, if they were off, I wouldn't make a new bracha on them. If you had a nice 3-hour nap. But if it was 3 hours or more, then I would make a bracha on them. If you take them off for sports, which I recommend not to wear them during sports, because it could be a disgrace to it. It could be what's called a beged zeah. Take them off, play a little bit, put them back on without a bracha, unless you played a 3-hour long game. But now the sheer 3 hours is just to accommodate every shita possible. But what I really, really recommend is if you do take them off for sports or for a nap, to when you wake up or when you finish playing, switch and put on a different pair of tzitzis. Because if you put on a different pair of tzitzis, so then you would make a bracha on that new pair. Okay. That is as far as tzitzis goes. Sleeping in them, some hold it's a disgrace to them. Some hold it's a disgrace not to sleep in the tzitzis. So you can do whichever one you want as far as sleeping in the tzitzis. Hello, Jay. Now, Jay, we're running through Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph. We've already done waking up in the morning, and we've done tzitzis. We're now moving on to tefillin. Okay, this mitzvah of tefillin is also, these halachas for men only. Women do not wear tefillin, please. The earliest amount of putting on tefillin is Misha Yakir as well. For tzitzis and for tefillin and for shema, the earliest time is Misha Yakir. And Misha Yakir is when you can recognize your friend approximately an hour before sunrise, before Nezachama. That's the earliest time to put on tefillin with the bracha. Now, let's say you forgot to put on tefillin or you had a really tough day and you slept really late. You can put tefillin on all day. You can put tzitzis on all day and make a bracha all day up until sunset, until shkia. If it's shkia, you still didn't put on your tzitzis or your tefillin, put them on, but don't make a bracha. Tzitzis you can put on the whole night without a bracha. Tefillin, you can put on your tefillin between shkia and Seis HaChochavim of Rabbeinu Tam, which is 72 minutes after shkia. That's when you can put on tefillin, because you don't want to go a day without wearing tefillin. Now, this should never happen to anyone, but I've been asked this child at least twice in the last period that someone forgot to put on tefillin. Yes, Yoni, it wasn't you. So you forgot to put on tefillin, and it's now shkia. What do you do? So the answer is you put it on, but don't make a bracha if it's before the 72-minute period. If it's after the 72 minutes, don't put it on. Get up early the next day. Okay, now, your tefillin, you should check every 3.5 years. If you know something happened to your tefillin, like it got wet, super duper sweaty day, or left in the sun, so that maybe be a good idea to check them sooner than later. But the chiyuv would be to check them every 3.5 years. If you know your tefillin are perfect, they were perfect, and nothing has ever happened to them, there's sheet to the hold, you don't need to check them at all. So if that's your scenario, that's okay. 3.5 years is twice in 7 years is brought down to check it. So I'm not a math major, but twice in 7 years does turn out to be around 3.5 years. Now, that's tefillin. It's a good idea to, not a good idea, but you should say Shema wearing tefillin brought down. However, if the time of Shema is going to pass, so don't put in a tefillin and miss the Zman, say Shema and then put your tefillin on and daven, everything, which we'll get to soon. But it's definitely ideal to have your tefillin on while you're saying Shema. Also, in the Siddurim, there's, Shema has four pashios. Sorry, tefillin have four pashios. Shema and V'hayim Shemaya. The other two are Kadesh Li and V'haya Kiviyacha. It's good, not a chiyah, but it's good to say all four pashios while you're wearing your tefillin. Yeah, it's not ma'akev the mitzvah, but it's definitely a good idea brought down to say all four parashas while you're wearing your tefillin. You should not be thinking bad thoughts ever, but certainly during tefillin, while you're wearing your tefillin, do not have bad thoughts and do not talk mundane matters. Thank you, Zevi. Now, you should, if you have to take off your tefillin to go to the bathroom, so you should. Anyone who has to go to the bathroom has to take off the tefillin. Do not wear them in the bathroom. However, when you put them back on afterwards, it's a big tumult. Do you make a bracha or do you not make a bracha? I recommend not making bracha, no matter what. Whether you went to the bathroom for urination or defecation, put your tefillin back on afterwards, but do not make another bracha. Definitely a machlokas about it, but that's definitely the way I was told to paskin. Okay, that is a wrap on Hilchas Tefillin. Next, moving on. Berachas HaShachar and Berachas HaTorah. So most of the brachas, Berachas HaTorah you can say anytime. So if you wake up at 3 in the morning and you're ready to learn, say Berachas HaTorah. Go for it. Whenever you wake up for the day is when you should be saying these brachas. If you wake up, you go to the bathroom, don't make the brachas. Go to the bathroom, Ashi Yatzar, and go back to sleep. But if you wake up and you're ready to start your day, whatever time it is, you can say almost all the brachas. Only Asher Nasan Lasech Livina and Amavir Shena, you should not make those brachas until Alayz HaShachar, which is around an hour and a half before sunrise. So now, otherwise, let's say you wake up like a normal person, right around Alayz HaShachar, so then you can go up and make all those brachas, Berachas HaTorah, Berachas HaShachar. Now, once you're up for the day, Jay, that's when you make Berachas HaTorah. It comes through the whole day. So now, that is what you're supposed to do. Now, let's say you didn't sleep at all. Then it's very tricky because some brachas you can say even though you didn't sleep. Some brachas you can say if you didn't sleep. So the best is to learn the halachas well or to have someone be motzi you. Because otherwise, give me a call. Some brachas yes, some brachas no. I'm not going to say them now because it's tricky. But definitely you can have someone be motzi you in all the brachas if you did not sleep. And that would probably be the best to not make mistakes. Now, if there's no one else, give me a call. As far as when you could say them, the ideal time to say them in the morning. Let's say you have a really bad day and you're really sleeping very, very late and you wake up after Chatzos, you wake up 3 p.m, definitely say Berachas HaTorah. Berachas HaShachar is a debate, I would say, to say it. But there's definitely a debate about it. So definitely wake up at a normal time. But if you did wake up late, you can say, I would say, all the brachas. Now, that is as far as Berachas HaTorah. Now, moving on and davening is like this. If you want to say karbanos, say all the karbanos, that's great. If you're not going to say all the karbanos, at least say parsha tamid. That's the tamid which we brought every day. It's amidash, the karban in the morning, afternoon. That parsha you should say of all the karbanos, that's the one to make sure you say at least every day. Some say twice a day, at least once a day. That's parsha tamid. Then you move on to psuki dezimra. It's ideal to come on time to Minyan and say all of Psukei Dezimra, which would mean from Mizmor Shir Baruch Shemar, yes, even you, Jay, from Mizmor Shir Baruch Shemar up until through Yishtabach, say everything. However, if you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, which means starting Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, you are and you should skip. Now, if you skip everything, so then you should say it after davening. If you were able to say Baruch Shemar Yishtabach, so then you don't need to say anything after davening. You could, but you don't have to. And there's an order of hierarchy. Baruch Shem Yishtabach is number one. Asher is number two. The Halukas are number three. And then Hodu and Az Yashir. So that is generally what you should do, which is come on time. But if you're running late, you can skip parts or all of Psukei Dezimra. Now, moving on to Birchas Kriya Shema and Shema. This is non-negotiable. You cannot skip any word of Birchas Kriya Shema and Shema. So even if you're running behind or you're dying with a minion and they're ahead of you, There's no skipping any word from after Baruch Hu until through Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, come on time, make sure you say it in order so you daven with the minyan, if there's a minyan. But whatever it is, you need to say every word of that. Now, the earliest time for Shema is Misha Yakir, around an hour before Netzachama. The ideal time is around Netzachama. The latest time of Shema is the third hour of the day. Machlokas in the calendar.
Rabbi Goldberg.
Yes.
I always have this question. When you say Bar Shamar, then Yishtabach, Ashrei, Halukas, Yashir, and Haidu, do you go in that order?
Great question. I got you. The idea is you should know how fast you dive in and know how much time you have. So ideally, you would want to know, okay, you know what? I got 4 minutes. I know what I can handle. And then say, Rosh Hashanah, Ashrei, two halukas, Yishtabach, and go. But let's say you surprise yourself. Wow, I really dive in quick today. Or the tzibur slowed down a little bit and you find yourself having extra time. What I would do is before Yishtabach, put everything you want in any order. But once you said Yishtabach with the bracha, I would just wait and go right there. Now, so back to Kriyat Shema. So the latest time is the third hour of the day. If you look in the calendar, it is the Gra, Manganera Machlokas. We can be lenient like the Gra, and therefore it's a little bit later, but it's 3 hours, halakhic hours of the day. That's the latest time to say Shema. However, let's say you are having one of those terrible, awful days, and you find yourself after. You definitely should and could say Birchas Kriyat Shema and Shema up until Chatzos. So up until Chatzos, not lechachila, very b'di'avid, not a good man, but at least that day, you should say Birchas Kriyat Shema and Shema up until Chatzos. If Chatzos has come and gone, and you're having one of those awful, terrible days, and you wake up, so say Shema, but do not say Birchas Kriyat Shema. Once Chatzos has come and gone, you can no longer say Birchas Kriyat Shema. Now, when you're saying Shema, you should look around you, because you should not say Shema or really any bracha around a lady who is not dressed properly, or Kol Isha if she's singing, or near or around any feces. Look around if you're davening outside or you have dirty diapers around. When you're davening, you have to check your environment to make sure it is clean and holy. Okay, moving on to the last part of Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph is Hilchos Tefillah Shmona Esrei. Everyone should daven Shmona Esrei every day. You should also do it with a minyan. Your wife's hair should be covered if you're going to be davening near her. Even though you're not davening, it's okay for it not to be covered. But when you are davening, her hair should be covered, or you should be in a different room or not looking at it. Okay, back to Shmoneh Esrei. So yeah, so we daven 3 times a day. It is ideal to daven with a minyan. It's not a chiyuv. It's a heavy-duty recommendation because your tefillahs are answered better with a minyan. So therefore, try davening with a minyan. Now, the earliest time of daven shacharis is alois hashachar b'di'eved. The ideal time is netzachama. And you can daven. The second ideal is no later than the 4th hour of the day. But again, if you're having one of those terrible, awful days, you can daven shacharis up until chatzos. Once chatzos has come, chatzos doesn't mean 12 o'clock. It means halachic half day. Take a look in the calendar. Sometimes it's 11:30. Sometimes it's 12:30. But in that range, around there is chatzos. After that, you should not daven shacharis anymore. Now, if you are having one of those awful, terrible days and you did not daven shacharis by chatzos, so what you do is you daven two minchas, it's called tashlumin. That's only if you weren't rebelling against God. If in the morning you said, God, I hate you, and that's why I'm not davening shacharis, and then you did tshuva by mincha time, you do not daven two minchas. That's it, you lost it. But if you're just lazy or having one of those awful, terrible days and you don't daven shacharis, so then you daven mincha twice. You should also say Shema, as we said, also. But you daven twice, that's tashlumin. You can daven in any language you want, Hebrew, English, or any other language that you understand. But however, if you do understand Hebrew, you should daven in Hebrew. But if you don't, you can daven in English. Now, during Shemoneh Esrei, you shouldn't really add in your own kenaches, your own tefillahs. The ideal time is during Elokai Netzor, which means you get to Hamarach Shema Bashalom, say Yulu Ratzon, say the Yuratzon, say Elokai Netzor, and before the last Yuratzon is where you can add in and should add in all your personal tefillahs, whatever you want, in any language that you want, and add it in. The reason to add it in then is it's less of a hefsek in Shemoneh Esrei. Plus, if you're dying with a minyan, you now have the ability to answer Kedusha. Because if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, up until Bashalom, you can't answer Kedusha or Kaddish. You stand still quietly and listen. Once you're in the middle of Elokai Netzor, you're able to, and you should, answer Kadosh, 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 Baruch Kivod, and Yeshmei Rabba and Baruch Hu. So therefore, if you want to add then. Now, you are allowed to add Josh during Shema Kvalinu. You are allowed to. Just, it's not ideal if you're going to go long, because then you're going to miss answering Kedusha, etc. From the Chazan. But you could. If you want to add Shema Kvalinu, you're allowed to. But I just recommend doing everything in all kinds of sort. Okay. Now, as far as Abba asked, as far as adding in, doing Tashlumin, you want to do Tashlumin back-to-back. Back-to-back Tashlumin. It's not Ma'akev. But you would want to dive in the two Shmoneh Esreis back to back. Okay. Now, during Chazaras HaShatz, you should not talk. You should answer Amen. You can start Chazaras HaShatz with six people or more answering. Some people are Machbid with 10. You don't have to be with six or more answering. You can start Chazaras HaShatz. And that is that. As far as Mashiva Ruach, we are now saying Mashiva Ruach Menach Hashem. If you forgot it, you're Pishron Esrei, unless you said Mor Atal. So if you, the whole year you say Mor Atal, and now you're saying Mashiva Ruach, you forgot Mashiva Ruach, you said Mor Atal, that's fine. But if you forgot Mashiva Ruach, and you don't say Mor Atal, you need to repeat Shmon Esrei. Now as far as learning during Chazaras HaShatz, it's a machlokes, it's a big tumult. Definitely you cannot schmooze. Definitely you cannot talk and learning with your friend. If you want to learn you and yourself with the Sefer, so Ramesh has the truth about it, if you will be able to answer Amens, then you could, but you also want to make sure people aren't going to learn from you. So if you're the role model, people are looking at you, if they see you learn, they're also going to learn, and they may not answer Amens. So it's recommended not to. You can think and learning in your head. You can go over everything you spoke about in the Shir in your head during the Shatz. But to learn from a Sefer is definitely tricky, but I'm going to say it's mutter, as if you are going to, it's mutter as long as you're going to answer Amen. Now, as far as Aaron wants a question about Tachanun, a great question about Tachanun. We will do Tachanun next week, hopefully. But the idea is, during Chazaras HaShatz, you can daven. So if there's a reason to catch up davening, or as you want to know, start davening in advance of the Tachanun, it's okay. I wouldn't say it's ideal. Okay, but not ideal. During Chazaras HaShatz, the ideal is to listen and answer. To learn or to daven is okay. Okay, now that's a wrap on Chelik Aleph, very bekitzer, Mishnah Berurah. And Mishnah, next week we'll do Chelik Beis, a similar run-through and wrap on that. Now, there was a request to do Kavanas for Tefillah, and so I will do a little bit. We'll try a little bit each week. The most important thing when it comes to Tefillah is to know the translation of the words. The super duper holy spooky kavanas, you don't need to do them. When you get to be super duper holy, that's fine. But at least you should know the translation of all the words. That is ideal, to know what every word means. That's the first step. So you want to say, oh, I want to learn Hilchos Tefillah. That's what I mean. Learn the translation of the words. Now, that may not be so geschmack and interesting, but that's the olive base. Now, after that, we can start adding on kavanas and real translations. But what I want to do now each week, to tell you what the Shulchan Aruch says, not what the new Svarim say, which are good, but let's go through what the Shulchan Aruch said. So the first thing we'll do this week is Simin Hey in Shulchan Aruch says what kavana you need to have when you say Hashem's name. So when you say Ado, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shulchan Aruch says you should have two things in mind. That he is the Adon Kol, which means he is the master of the world, and also Haya Hoyve V'yeh. He was, he is, and he will be. Hashem was always existing, is existing, and will always be existing. That, when you say Baruch Ata Hashem, every time you make a bracha, and you say Baruch Ata Hashem, that's what you should be having in mind. That he runs the world, and that he was, is, and will always be. And when you say Elokeinu, you should have in mind that he has all the keiches. He's kol keiches. He has all the powers. He could do anything. So every time you make a bracha, that is the work you should be having in mind. Ado was, is, will be, and runs the world, and Elokeinu is the all-powerful. Okay, we'll start with that as far as learning Hilchos Kavana for Tefillah. We'll start with that. There was also many requests from many people to learn Hilchos Bitachon, to learn about Bitachon, have Bitachon. So we'll try a little bit every week. We'll start with Chayvus HaLevavos, Shar Dalet, which is the Shar all about Bitachon. So we're not going to learn the whole Shar in 1 week. We're even not going to do it in many weeks. But we'll start every week doing a little bit. So he starts off in the psicha, the introduction to it. He says that if someone who wants to be an Eved Elokim, someone wants to be someone who's serving Hashem, the way you can get to the shlemus to being a complete Eved Hashem is when you have bitachon and Hashem in everything. Now, to get there, we're going to have to work on it. But the idea of bitachon is that b'chol inyanei adam, in anything that comes to a person, if you have bitachon Hashem, with that, he says two things. You'll be able to be a shalem, and a complete Eved Hashem, and also you will have a very happy life. He says you're going to have asagas oisher v'simcha v'olam hazeh. Someone who is able to get a madrega of bitachon and Hashem in everything will not only be a good Eved Hashem, but will be a happy one. And then he goes on to explain, we'll start it now. He explains there are a lot of toelis, a lot of gains that you have by having bitachon, because if you stop relying on human beings and stop relying on money, you will free yourself up from a lot of daigas, a lot of worries that you shouldn't be having. If you think you're dependent on Reuven, so your whole life you're going to be trying to figure out how to make Reuven happy. Oh no, I can't do this because he's not going to like it. What you should be doing is, what should I be doing? What is right between me and Hashem and not between me and Reuven? And therefore, if you can free yourself up and say, I'm not dependent on Reuven, I'm dependent on Hashem. I'm not dependent on all my money. I'm dependent on Hashem. Hashem will give me my money. So that will free you up from a lot of worry and stress. Okay, this is the start of Shar Bitachon, Shar Dalid. And Mishnah will do a little bit more each week, certain ideas in order. So if you want to get your hand on the safer, I highly recommend it. Chayvei Levavos is Shar Dalid. I'll end off with the part on the Parsha. This week's Parsha that we're all doing Shnayim Mikra on is Parshas Noach. There's a bar in this Parsha which I love, which is like this. After the Mabul, Noach sent the raven, the bird, to go, the Orev, to go and check to see the dry land. So what did he do? He went out. He went around the Teva. He did not go out to the world. Did not go out to look. He went around one lap around the Teva and came back in. And Rashi says, why? Because he didn't trust Noach. He thought Noach was going to steal his wife. Okay, now the term bird brain, I believe, came from this. Okay, what was he thinking? This is Noach. This is Noach, the tzaddik of the whole world. You were just saving his chus. He fed you for the last year. He took care of you, fed you, and now Mr. Raven is thinking that he's going to steal his wife. Okay, that's ridiculous. It's absurd. So what's going on over here? So I heard a nice yusayid, which is, when you're comfortable and you don't want to leave your environment, you don't want to make a change, you will come up with any far-fetched, terrible reason, excuse, why, oh, no, now's not a good time to change. And that's what happened with the raven. The raven was, like, very comfortable on the Teva, and I took care of him. It's a crazy world out there. I'm happy here. I'm staying put. Oh, he wanted to send me out. I'll come up with any crazy thing. I'm not going. I can't go. How can I go? You're going to steal my wife. That's ridiculous. But that's what the bird did. Now, anytime that we in our lives are confronted with, should we make the change or not? You may start thinking like a bird brain and come up like crazy. No, it's not the right time to move. Not the right time to switch yeshivas. Not the right time to take that job. And maybe they're good, but maybe they're not good. Which is why it's good to have a sounding board, whether it's your friend, your spouse, your Rebbe, your parents, your family, your brother, sister, someone that perhaps will say, you know what? You're sounding to me like the raven. And that sounds ridiculous and you shouldn't do that. So even though it's hard perhaps to make changes, there are many times in life where change is appropriate to be made, and therefore try not to talk yourself out of it. Have a wonderful Shabbos, a great week, and Hashem next week, same time. Chelik Beis and Mishabura. Have a good night.
Good.